Joining us on the line is Denise Zaslansky. She is the CEO of First Realty Company. A very good morning to you. How are you? Nice to chat to you again.
Hi, good morning, Howard. I'm fine, thank you.
So is it a buyer's or a seller's market?
It's still a buyer's market, definitely a buyer's market.
And what does that mean? What does that mean practically? We always talk about that. It's just a phrase that we use. But what does it really mean practically?
Howard, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can hear you fairly clearly. What I was asking is, what does it mean practically that it's a buyer's market?
Well, the prices are still, we're looking at prices from 2016, 2017 at the moment. And a buyer's market means there's more of a supply of property than there is a demand via the buyers. So we have numerous properties available and not sufficient buyers to buy all those properties, which means that the prices will continue to stay, not to increase.
And so you think that'll go on for some time?
I do believe that we're going to see it definitely this year. I don't believe we'll see any changes.
Mm. What determines that?
Political situations, instability, the COVID situation, basically buyer sentiment. You know, the more people we have that are emigrating, which we are seeing large numbers of at the moment, and the more people that are looking, well, the more properties available will determine that the prices are not increasing. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you have an influx of sellers, more sellers coming onto the market, fewer buyers buying. The buyers are very, very savvy today. They are checking on Prop 24 and various portals, economic portals, to see what prices are, you know, prices being achieved in various suburbs. And they are coming in and they're giving in cheeky offers. And if you find that a seller that has to sell for various reasons, whether they're immigrating, whether there's a foreclosure by the bank, whatever the reasons are, they will often be forced to take a lower price than what they would have liked to have.
Does this not present an opportunity to younger buyers to get into the market?
Definitely, definitely. And the banks are promoting that by giving 100% bonds.
Wow.
Which any property under 3 million where the purchaser or the client qualifies to be able to pay the monthly installments, the banks will quite comfortably give up to 3 million rand bond, 100% of it. But having said that, majority of first-time buyers seem to be buying in the millions, you know, from 900 to say 1.5. That is the price that first-time buyers are buying in.
Right, but they could probably get more bang for their buck. Or does that level of market not move to the same extent as other areas?
It's exactly the same. They're getting more value for their buck. There's no doubt about it. We see properties that have sold or been bought in the last 5 years selling at a lesser price, 20 to 30% less than what the client paid for it. So whether it was a 900,000 rand purchase in Morningside or a 4 million rand purchase somewhere else, that will come down proportionately between 20 and 30%. And in fact, Howard, the Property 24 statistics show that throughout whichever price range, you're looking at a 20 to 30% differential from 2017 till now, which from asking price to price being achieved.
It's incredible. I mean, that must be one of the largest differentials. I'm certainly no expert in the field, but that seems like an incredibly high differential.
It is, but that is the statistics. Those are the statistics. And if a seller wants to sell, I really advise that they listen to a reputable agent, an agent who can show, not just tell, but actually show them the statistics, and to offer the property at the lower price, not say, well, I'm going to try for that higher price, and then come down proportionately over a few months. So where we see the sellers will engage in conversation about what the realistic market price should be, those properties are selling reasonably quickly.
Yeah, so the answer here is be informed, buy somebody who's reputable, go be realistic, and pitch it correctly. Otherwise it's not going to work out.
Otherwise your property will stay on the market for 3, 5, 7 months.
Right.
Without a doubt. But if somebody wants to sell and feels, hold on, why must I go through the pain of waiting 6 months and then still taking the lower price? It's for the seller to be realistic and say, but it's not to listen to the glib estate agent. We will just talk them through. Ask them to see the statistics and let them make an informed decision from that.
One of our listeners, Chad, is asking, could you ask, are you able to include renovation costs into the price of a bond? It's an important question.
That is a bit complicated. If, usually not, but it depends on the price the property is being bought at. One would have to, if it's major renovations, you would have to have the plans drawn up and subsequently passed, and to show this, to give all the information to the bank. And what the bank most probably would do is allow the monies to be paid over in tranches. For instance, if the property cost R1 million, the bank would then pay R1 million over when it's registered. And then as the renovations are being completed, so the bank would pay over the balance of the bond. For instance, if the renovations are going to be 300,000, the bank would pay over R1 million initially on registration, then the 300 as the renovations are taking place. So the bond that would be registered would be R1.3 million.
All right. So, Chad, I hope that answers your question. It isn't straight. It isn't as simple as asking them for it. But you certainly should be talking, to your financial institution about that. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that the lower interest rates as well would be helpful to buyers at this point.
Oh, absolutely. It's made a lot more properties affordable. And with the last discussion on interest rates very recently, they've kept the interest rates at 7%. The repo rate 3.5% and interest rate is 7%, which has had a major impact on the rental market. So because the bond rate is as low as it is, a lot of people find it easier to buy than to rent. And therefore our rental market has taken a big hit.
Right. Before I let you go, in terms of different areas, demand and supply, is it pretty much the same, or do we still see high demand in areas, for example, where Jews want to live around a school or a shul, or Muslims might want to live near the mosque? Or do we still see that type of demand?
We do see that demand, without a doubt, but then people aren't paying more for it.
Interesting.
They're not paying more for that facility or that advantage. And the other thing I must mention, residential full title properties, so houses, not sectional title, are achieving higher, they're selling quicker and they're achieving higher prices proportionately compared to the sectional title. People want value, and especially with COVID, people are working from home, so they want the bigger space to be in.